the hand of you right now to reach and to minister. Let your joy, your peace, and your virtue flow right now, God. We thank you for the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord, in our lives. We thank you for everything, Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're supposed to have a guest speaker today, and we got a phone call that he's running 102 fever, looks like flu. And tonight, Brother Brian Gibson's going to be with us. Brother Gibson is from Joaquin. His father-in-law's Brother Brother Garrett, and he's going to be preaching for us this evening. Not Brother Ron Garrett, but Brother Garrett from Joaquin. Amen. His son-in-law, Brother Gibson. And it's amazing how God speaks. Just felt the Lord prompt me, called Brother Garrett, didn't know anything, and called him, and son-in-law would be available tonight. But I want you to pray for Brother Caleb Morgan. God would heal his body, the young man that was supposed to be here. So y'all just got me today. That's okay. Me and Jesus. Amen. Let me remind you that the beginning of the new year, we're going to start 52 days of consecration. Let me just, top of my head, just tell you, consecration last year for me was to do something greater for God, sacrifice for God. So I didn't drink any sodas, diet, whatever. I said no. Not only that, but I ate no sweets. And not only that, but I made consecration to get up earlier, an hour earlier than my set time, pray, and little things that I made a contribution to the Lord with. You know, God is blessed as a result of that, and I'm so thankful for it. When last year, I had tremendous ankle swells. My ankles would swell. It was pitiful. A lot of problems there. When I went on that 52-day consecration and fast, and this year, I'm thankful the Lord has touched my body. Amen. There's no extreme swelling any longer. Amen. God has helped me. Praise God. I want you this year, this next year, to join with us in 52 days of consecration. And somebody that really loves God is not afraid to sacrifice for God. I'm not afraid of God in the sense that, amen, that I'm just going to think, well, God's not going to do it. I know God can. I know God will. Amen. He will use my life and bless my life. We want to go to Romans, the second chapter, Romans chapter 2 today, and verse 7 through 11. Romans 2, 7, 11. Amen. Romans 2, verses 7 through 11. Amen. Praise God. So good to see you in the house of the Lord. Good to have our guests with us today. Amen. We're honored to have you with us. God bless you. Amen. Being with us, let's give our guest a hand. The book of Romans says, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish, and upon every soul that of man that doeth evil. He said, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile, don't matter who. But he said, look at this, but glory, verse 10, and glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. He said, to the Jew first, also to the Gentile, for there's no respecter of persons with God. Look at it with me this morning. The essence of what the word of the Lord is saying today, those who by persistence, that you seek to follow God, you're going to get the blessings of God. But those who are selfishly ambitious and self-seeking and deliberately disobedient, they respond to wickedness, said there's going to be wrath and indignation. There's going to be trials, torture, tribulation, anguish. And Her life is going to be confined to these things. But for every soul that does good and gives glory to God, there's going to be a reaping. If you go against the grain, you're going to get splinters, won't you? But if you embrace the way of God, there's going to be a wonderful payoff. Amen. Are you thankful today that God, amen, is one that blesses us? Amen. Hallelujah. We're not so much enthused with what people say and others say. We want what the Word of God says. Praise God. I want to talk to us today about the byproduct of obedience. The byproduct of obedience. Amen. I want the Lord to minister in this place. Lord, we thank you for the victory that you've already prepared for our hearts, God, when we seek you and put you first in our life. We thank you for the anointing that we felt today in, Lord, this service already. And God, in early prayer and preparation for this time, we thank you for being in control. We thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, by the power of the word, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. God is more interested in you than you are interested in him. God desires to fulfill your life, to bless your life. God didn't come to pacify you, but he came to satisfy your soul. God wants to give you what you've been searching for. God wants to help you. And we find in the word of the Lord that the byproduct of obedience will be even the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. But on the other hand, there is a byproduct of deliberate disobedience, rebellion. There's a scripture that says that the sin of rebellion is as the sin of, anybody knows? Witchcraft. But are you thankful that when you follow the great shepherd of your soul, woo, look what God will do when you follow him. Are you thankful that you could say today, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have no wants, in other words. Amen. He maketh me, Brother Brian. It don't mean that he bumps you on the head and lay down. No. Amen. He has been so good to me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. What a God that I have that restores my soul. That word restore in the original language means restocks my soul. Are you thankful that the storehouse of God is not empty? Amen. You may go to the store for a good deal that you heard about, but when you get there, the shelves may be empty. But not my God today. My God has a storehouse, amen, that is well stocked for my soul. What I need today, my God has. Restoreth my soul. Restoreth my soul. Resupplieth my soul. Recharges my soul. Refueleth my soul. Are you thankful that when you follow Jesus, you're going to get a recharging power? Amen. That causes you to just keep on going. Every day becomes a brand new day when you follow the great shepherd of your soul. Restoreth my soul. Surely goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. In other words, the results of following the great shepherd, there's going to be goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. How? All the days of my life. Even when you look in your rearview mirror, all you see is the hand of God in your life when you learn to follow the hand of the great shepherd. I love the part where my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. The complementary action of many kings when they love somebody, or somebody that was a kingly, noble person, where they wanted to honor you in their house or their courts with great hospitality, they would fill that cup, and that cup would begin to run over. Are you thankful that, friend, what God gives, you can't contain it? Amen. Your soul cannot hold it. The capacity of what you have, when the glory of God comes, amen, it begins to flood your soul and run over the rim. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful. Amen. There used to be a song we used to sing as a kid. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. I'm singing. I'm shouting. Since Jesus has made me, the great shepherd does that when you follow him. But you got to follow him. You got to get in sync with God. Many people, they go to church, but they're not in sync with God. Many people can tell you what they need to do and what you ought to do, but we need to be in sync with the Almighty God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, the byproduct of obedience has always been the peace of God. What will people do for peace? There's some people think, I got to have a peace pipe. It won't come through a peace pipe. It won't come through hallucinogenics. It won't come through drugs. You mentioned it won't come through alcohol. It's not going to come through a bed of pleasure, of sexual pleasure and worldly pleasure. But friend, nothing will satisfy your soul like the goodness of just living for God. Amen. He will always let your cup run over. Philippians says this in 4:7. The peace of God which passes understanding. Passes all understanding. Amen. You quoted it right. All understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. The peace of God will keep you. Amen. Amen. It'll pass all understanding. It'll go way beyond the limits of humanity and thinking of humanity and suppositions of humanity. But friend, I don't want to miss what God has for me today. The great shepherd is for us more than what we know. Scripture says, if God be for us, who could be against us? Amen. Oh, amen. God is not the author of confusions, 1 Corinthians says. Verse 14 and 33, it says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. He's the author of peace, not the author of confusion. I'm glad that my God knows how to author, write it in, and he also knows how to authorize peace. Are you thankful that, friend? Amen. When you may be on the storms of life, even stepping out on the sea of life, sometimes there comes some roughness and some waves of life. Amen. But oh, friend, as long as you have the author of peace, he can look at your storm and authorize the storm to be still. Amen. Oh, when you have Jesus aboard your life, the results and the byproduct of obedience, my, and how much God really wants to step in. And how much God really wants to give his benefits to you. That deep peace that comes even in the presence of the Almighty God. You know, the presence of God is in this place right now. Amen. There's somebody that needs that peace. That needs that today. And God wants to put it in. I love to watch. I have an 11-month-old grandbaby. His name is Henry. And oh, Henry likes to eat. Amen. His babysitters are here today. They would tell you amen. Amen. But there's something about that little booger whenever, amen, you put it in his mouth. Amen. You put something good in his mouth and all of a sudden his eyes will look back at you. And there's a difference there. And pretty soon he's reaching for more. God is looking for somebody to have that kind of appetite, that kind of appreciation of his goodness and mercy. Amen. Over it, if you appreciate something, amen, oh, there's something about it. You're going to reach for more. I can't help it but say, God, I want more of you today. I want the anointing, the power of your righteousness in me. Amen. You go, and one of the things, I don't know, it's my mother's nature. My mother is here, but the nature of my mother, when she sees somebody that enjoys eating at her table, she's going to invite them back. I mean, you watch somebody that, oh, just, I mean, you can brag on somebody and not be real, but you watch when somebody enjoys every morsel. Amen. You ever seen somebody that, they didn't know what seasoning was in their food? You know, there's some people think seasoning may be a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and a pot of water. They just throw a piece of meat in it. And that, but man, you got to put a little onions in it, a little garlic in it. You got to put a little of this and a little bit of that. and you begin to work with it. Amen. Oh, friend, it'll make that roast taste a lot better. Amen. When you put a little seasoning with it. Amen. What about greens? What about all these different things? Beans. Amen. You put a little seasoning with it. Amen. I want to tell you today, it's not bland living for God. Amen. But oh, there's something about it. Amen. When you come in the presence of God Almighty, the taste. Amen. Oh, though not just a taste. Amen. But oh, the fulfillment that God gives you. Amen. He'll fulfill your soul. He'll reach down deep inside of you and give you what you've been searching for. Oh, taste and see, the psalmist said, that the Lord is good. Would somebody get a taste of it? Would somebody get a drink of it today? Hallelujah. I'll never forget being, my mother and dad went somewhere one time, and we were left with a couple in our church that had several kids, and this lady was from Oklahoma. But when you're raised where somebody cooks with a lot of good spices and a lot of good things, well, this lady, for lunch, a lot of times all she had was boiled noodles with a little butter on it. And, I mean, maybe a little salt, hardly no pepper. Man, us poor kids, we thought we didn't die. I mean, we thought we were starving to death because, I mean, you put it in your mouth and you chew it, and the more you chew, the bigger it got, and the worse it got. Boy, when my mama and daddy got home, and mama put macaroni and cheese before us, put a little this and that in it, amen. Oh, amen. You were reaching for more. Mama, can I get another dose of this? Amen. Today, I pray that somebody would say, God, I'm appreciative of what you have for me. I'm thankful for the power of your word. I'm honored, Lord, to be at your table. I'm thankful for what I feel, but I'm thankful for what you're doing in my life. Taste it. See. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. Obedience to God, the byproduct. There is a visual source that I wanted to share with you of the true peace of God. In New York City, Fifth Avenue, the RCA building is there. I think 75 stories. And there is a large statue of a Greek mythological god called Atlas. And Atlas is struggling underneath the load of the earth. In other words, he had lost a battle, and as a result in Greek mythology, the penalty of him losing was he was had to carry the weight of the world. And the statue shows him bending down in such a strain. But right across the street is a church cathedral. Inside of it is a statue of baby Jesus as a boy, and in his hands is the world. And he's not struggling to hold the world in his hands. Are you thankful today that my God holds the world in his hands? Even the whole, not just the globe, not just the earth, not just humanity's weight, but my God knows, amen. Oh, friend, he knows tomorrow. Amen. He knows beyond tomorrow. He sees what I can't see. He holds it all in the power of his spirit and the glory of what he has for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. God is looking for somebody to love him back. Somebody to say, God, I can't live without you. I got to have you. Oh, what a joy to be at your house, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Peace is hard to come by when we strive to balance the load of our world on our own back. But when God, amen, you heed the invitation and you give God the opportunity, amen, to say, God, here it is. Amen. The scripture says, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. He said, humble yourselves therefore in the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you. Then verse 7 of that, 1 Peter 5, casting all your care upon you, for the Lord cares for you. Are you thankful of that, friend? Even when you humble yourself, amen, God has a way of exalting himself and exalting your life, amen, with his glory. And when you learn to cast your cares upon the Lord, amen, God has a way of caring for you. Amen. Come on, hear me today. What a great God we have. He will never leave you, never forsake you, never fail you, never fault you, never do you wrong. When he's number one in your life, he will bless your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I come like a salesman, brother. Amen. I come to tell you that this is the finest product. I come to tell you this is the best thing. Amen. This would do more than give you a ride. Amen. There's some people that think that living for God would just give them a ride out of here. But this is more than just a ride out of here. But it's peace and joy all along the way. All along every step with God. Amen. That hope that God gives. That blessing that God gives. That fulfillment that God gives. That joy that God gives the soul. It's just a continuance. Amen. I come to tell somebody, amen, you can't live without this. Why stay on the other side? Why stay on the other side of the fence? Why stay on the other side? Or why straddle the fence? Why be the one that hangs your saddle on the fence and say, I want the best of both? Well, you'll never have the best of both worlds when your foot's in the world. You can't have one foot in God and one foot in the world. You need to make up your mind. Amen. Lord, I can't do without you. I can't live without you. Amen. There's nothing like your power and your grace. There's something about it. Amen. And I know Sister Perez today, we're interpreting. Sister Perez, I've eaten a lot of tamales. I've had some bad tamales, but I had some good tamales because somebody knew how to make them and how to put the right seasoning in them, the right blend in them, or the good stuff. She made some great tamales for me, and I taste it. You eat them, it's like, You don't just, but you, every bite, You chew it and taste. I mean, there's some people want to hurry up and get rid of it and eat it all up. And no. You know what? When something is good, you want to stay and linger in it. Amen. Have you ever taken a bite? Amen. And begin to chew it. Oh, this is amazing. Amen. There's something about the quality. There's something about what God does in his presence. When somebody comes to church and just wants to stand, they're not looking at their watch. They're not worried about the roast burning at home. But they're saying, I can't live without this. I got to get all I can. God, saturate me. God, fill my cup. Oh, God, I want this. I desire this. It is, I don't have to come to church. I get to come to church. Ooh, I feel the presence of the Almighty God in this place. And God's wanting that. He's desiring that. Amen. Oh, friend, but you got to cast your care. Amen. He looks for somebody just to say, God, here it is. Yielding to the Lord does not mean that we will have no problems. It does mean that he's going to carry the greater weight while we follow his direction. It is kind of like this, that a man had two yoke, he had a yoke of oxen, and one of his ox died. And he normally plowed the field well. He needed something. You know, he had one big old ox, but he needed something, had a double yoke. So he went to the farmhouse and got his wife, and he put her under the yoke. Can you believe it? By that time, a neighbor drives by and goes, look at that mean man. And they stopped, and I mean, he got across that fence, and he stopped that farmer, and he said, how dare you make your wife plow? And she, before the man could say, she said, I'm not pulling anything. All I'm doing is standing next to this ox and helping hold up the other side of the yoke. I want to tell you, it's the same way with God. Amen. When you live for God, you may have a little weight of the yoke, but God carries the weight. Amen. You may have just a little bit on your shoulders, but are you thankful that God is the one that does the plowing? My God does the one that breaks up. My God carries the whole load, friend. Amen. When you live for God, God lives for you. Praise God. It's not hard living for God. When you live for God with everything inside of you, it's easy to live for God when you live for God hard, but it's hard to live for God when you live for God easy. Somebody say amen. Amen. Wisdom is knowing that there will be effects of a cause. The Bible says in Romans 6, verse 16, for you are the servant to whom you obey. You obey sin, you're going to have a heaviness on your life. You're going to have a miserableness on your life. Amen. You want to have peace. There's been people that has been in pain before. But in that pain, it kind of like the Apostle Paul. He said, but God's grace is sufficient for me in the midst of all my troubles and my pains. In the midst of hurt, in the midst of all this, I've got a great shepherd that's still leading me. Amen. He's still blessing me. Amen. And oh, just to be in the blessing and the following and the footsteps of the master, amen, makes it all worthwhile. Are you thankful that God's still in control? Amen. Hear me. There is a cause and there's an action. When there is action, there's going to be a reaction. Where there is a cause, there will be an effect. There can be no cause without effect and no reaction without action. To regard disregard that, it's like stepping off a 40-story building saying, who cares about the law of gravity? But after 30 stories, the person is still saying, see, I'm still okay. But folks, you got 10 more to go. I'm telling you. Amen. You do not break God's law, they'll break you. Amen. The scripture says in Matthew 21, I think verse 44, whosoever falleth on the rock's going to break you. But it's a good breaking. How many's ever had a good breaking from God? Amen. When you break a horse or you're trying to train an animal, you got to break them and let them know that there is a control. There's a discipline. When you break a horse, you're working with that untamed animal to let them know, hey, there's a purpose here. And after that horse realizes and respects you, you can get on that horse. That horse becomes your best friend. You're training a dog the same way. You got to let that dog know that you're in authority. You can't just spoil them. You got to be just a little bit of authority. And I'm thankful for the times that God has broke me. God has broke my life and broken me down to let me realize that he's in a control. Amen. When I was in control, I was headed for the road of destruction. But when God, amen, worked on my life and proved that he still would be the shepherd, when I don't like it and I see other things, I still follow him. He's going to lead me into joy, peace. There's going to be an outcome, a result of it. Hallelujah. Are you thankful today that he's in control? He's in authority today. He is the author of love. Knows how to do it. Amen. Praise God. Bible says there's consequences. 2 Samuel 14:14. Where water is spilled out on the ground, it cannot be regathered. Spiritual laws have to do with thoughts. It has to do with beliefs, with attitude, inner values. Amen. Proverbs says this, chapter 1, verse 31. Therefore shall they eat a fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. You're going to get what you eat of. You're going to get what you sow to. Amen. There was a sign on a desk. It read this, Lord, help me to make my words tender and sweet because tomorrow I will have to eat them. Lord, help me to make my words tender and sweet because tomorrow I will have to eat them. There's a result. The Bible says the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. As Proverbs 11, 18, 19, the cause and effect. A magnet will draw iron, but will leave the wood shavings behind. Isaiah said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Are you thankful to have God on your side when the enemy starts coming in? Amen. I have something to step up for me and raise up a banner against the enemy, a standard. Amen. Oh, friend, that standard's more than just a little flimsy flag. But the standard, amen, is a wall. Amen. It is an authority. Amen. It is letting them know I'm in control. Amen. Satan, you may come, but I am the one that is the author and the authorizer of all power and might. You got to have God as your shepherd. You got to have God, amen, in your life. You got to be submitted to God. You got to yield to God. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, God has rewarded them that diligently. Everybody say diligently. Diligently seek him. Diligently. Amen. Diligently means, amen, a little bit more than faithful. But with all diligence, you make with all efforts to seek the Lord. Amen. James 5:16, I love the scripture. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Revelation 3:16, lukewarm Christians are nauseating to God. But I want to be well pleasing to my Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the glory of the Holy Ghost in my life. I want the beauty of God. Amen. When you love, amen, you're going to feel that glory of God. When you start loving to love God, and you walk with God, you desire him. Amen. God sees that love. He knows your heart. Don't give me no lip service. Amen. Don't tell me, amen, oh, you love God. Amen. When you hate your brother. Amen. Oh, don't tell me that you really love God when you don't even obey the things of God. Don't tell me how much of a Christian you are. Don't tell me how great of an instrumental person you are to the kingdom of God when you're not following God and obedient to God. Amen. Oh, friend, when you love God, there's going to be a byproduct of it. Amen. If you're a fool, you're going to pay the price and the penalty of being one. You're greedy, there's going to be hatefulness. Amen. But when you're merciful, the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain what? Mercy. Amen. Oh, friend, you put a raw deal between you and somebody else, you become the loser because God is the one that holds the pen in his hand as the author. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful that my God sees and knows. The Bible says also, Jesus says, seek and you shall find. I want to tell somebody, amen, when you come to the house of God today, have you sought God? Have you reached for God? Look at our byproduct when you obey God. I love the little story one time. I heard it years ago. A little boy went to church and they had stained glass windows. On the stained glass, they had the saints there. They had Matthew, Mark, different ones, and they had saints. And he asked his mother one day, he said, who are those men in the stained glass? And they said, that's the saints of the New Testament, you know? And one day the little boy was grown up a little bit, and he was asked the question, what is a saint? And he replied, a saint is a person that the light shines through. Boy, isn't that true? The more you choose to walk in the light, the more God will shine through your life. Amen. True love of God will translate, amen, into obedience. And obedience is a powerful testimony of the believer's life. Amen. When the glory of God is inside of you, there's going to be something springing out and emanating out of your soul. Amen. There's a glory that God has. Amen. A genuine Christian is like a good watch. It has an open face, his busy hands, and it's made of pure gold, and it's well registered, full of good works. Are you thankful for the power of God in your life? Amen. It's him that's doing the work. It's the God of heaven that's working in my soul. Hallelujah. But if you look at the photo of a sinner, I know Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life when we turn to God. The sinner's photo, you look and took a picture of sinners. Amen. They will all have the same problems and troubles. First of all, there will always be eye trouble. Romans 3:18, there's no fear of God before their eyes. Job 11:20, but the eyes of the wicked shall fail. Proverbs 27:20. Eyes are never satisfied. 2 Peter 2:14, eyes full of adultery cannot cease from sin. Always have an eye trouble. Are you thankful when you come to God, Almighty God will cure your eye trouble? You're not looking around. When you see something, you're not looking to lust anymore. You learn to look, and I'm not looking at that any longer. I'm looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. The next thing that you'll notice in a sinner's photo is they had throat trouble. Romans 3:13, their throat is an open sepulcher. Everything comes in that mouth is dead. Open sepulcher means somebody left the door open in the grave. And you can smell the rot. You ever walked by a dumpster and you start smelling that stench that came from the garbage? Amen. When somebody opens their mouth and they're full of garbage and filth, every time they open their mouth, they got throat trouble because they're not in tune with God. Mm-hmm. Not only Romans, but Psalm 5:9 says, there's no faithfulness. You're like an open sepulcher. Next thing, not only do they have throat trouble, but they have tongue trouble. Romans 3:15 says, with their tongues they have used deceit. Deception all over their tongue. You can't trust them. James 3 says their tongue boasts great things, always bragging about great things, boasting, look how good I am. But when you get around somebody that has Jesus in their life, it's all about him. It's all about, look what my God has done. Your tongue will testify. Your life will testify. You will certify and say, I don't deserve this. But look what God has done. Amen. There's going to be that testimony. There always will be lip trouble too. Romans 3:23. Poisons of asps is under their lips. Always full of poison whenever they. I mean, you think about Ecclesiastes. The lips of a fool will swallow himself. I mean, you look at people like that. Always got trouble. Their lips. I mean, always full of trouble. The next thing they have is feet trouble. Romans says their feet are swift to shed blood. Proverbs 1:15, their feet run to evil. They haste to shed blood. Proverbs 6:18, feet swift into running to mischief. Always going to be mischievous and rebellious and proud of it. Feet trouble. Well, are you thankful that when the Lord sets your feet on the rock and establishes your goings. Amen. I don't have to go to the world. I don't have to go to the wrong side. Amen. I don't have to go to trouble. Amen. I don't have to run and follow the things of the world. Amen. My anchor is in Jesus Christ. My foot's on the rock. And the song says, my mind is made up. Next thing that you have in the examination of the wicked is they have heart trouble. Jeremiah says in 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things. I'm telling you, talking about wicked. But the image of that person where God is the substance of their life. God is the author. God is the operation of that life. There's something about it through Jesus Christ. We know that there is a wellness that comes through our system. And we look at our life, we see that nothing but the reflection of what God has done. It's not us, but it's the light of God that is working through us. And we look at the mirror, and we don't see us anymore. We see something new in our life. We see Jesus working, the image, even of God in us. Romans 8, Colossians 3:10, and have put on that new man, which is renewed in Christ Jesus, after the image that has created him. Are you thankful that people look at you and say, surely you're not that same Brian Pirtle? Oh, but when they see you, let them see Jesus is shining in your life. Surely, surely that can't be the Larry Coon. Surely that can't be the same old Larry Coon that we used to know. For the Coon, are you thankful for the light of the Almighty God? Amen. Oh, when people see you, let them not see who you was, but who you become through the power of the Almighty God. I want to talk to somebody today, the byproduct of just obeying God, the beauty of God's spirit and obedience, there's peace within. There's a transformation in his image. There's eternal life. Amen. Oh, the amazing effect of God. When you love God, you're not going to outlove God. You're not going to outbless God. You're not going to outgive God. Amen. The glory of God, amen, will always supersede. I want to be on that winning side. How about you? Amen. Oh, I watched the other night some of our young people cutting up. They were playing a game. And where's Devin at? There is. Devin kept doing this. Anybody knows what this means? Not young people. Older people. You know what this means? That means when you do that, you're telling somebody else they're a loser. Devin kept calling somebody else a loser the other day doing that. And I watched him. But Devin, I think you lost that game, didn't you? You can say this, and isn't it amazing that the devil wants to tell you this today? You're a loser, you're a loser. You can't win. Look at you, you're a loser, you're a loser. And he'll tell you, you're a loser, you're a loser. Isn't it amazing? He'll point his finger. The Bible says he's an accuser of the brethren. Oh, he always wants to say, Brother Henry, you're a loser. You can't make it. And he loved to just rub it in your face, kind of like Devin was laughing about it. Devin, he was having a good time. I was just picking on Devin a little bit this morning. Devin, you was laughing. I watched you. You was going, and it's back and forth, the Devin's laugh. And he's telling another child, you're a loser. You didn't do it right. Oh, but I want to just talk to somebody today and tell you, that's the way the enemy of your soul wants to put in your brain. You can't make it, you're a loser. But hold it, friend. Amen. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, there is a benefit, there is a byproduct when I just fall on Jesus Christ. I become a victor. I become victory. Amen. I become part of the glory of the Holy Ghost. You want to clap your hands because we got a God that's for us today. The amazing effects of the love of God. The amazing effects of the love of God is that it would lift the weights, give you the wings the morning where you begin to rise above the perils. Life becomes worth living for God. There's a difference in your life. But God, you're not a pilgrim and a stranger, an outsider. Benefits. There's a place at the table of God. I feel the vein of the Holy Ghost right now in this room. There's somebody who just needs to get a dose. What God has. You can only get in tune and realize, amen, get your saddle off the fence. Amen. You're 1 foot in the world and one, and you think you're just meddling around 1 foot in the church. No, no, no. You need to make up your mind. Amen. You'll never be quite satisfied until you let God have your life. Amen. God's not going to put anything on you you can't bear. Amen. God's going to be there with you to shoulder that load to help you through it. But why is it we make it so hard on ourselves many times? Why is it we're straining like Atlas under the weight of the world? Amen. But Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me. Amen. For I care for you. Amen. Today in this house, I would that somebody would just give it to God. That somebody would give their life. Give the battle of your life. Hey, you don't have to even stay in that battle. The battle's not mine, David said, but it's God. Would somebody wake up? Would somebody rise up? Would somebody wise up today and say, God, I'd rather have you than everything. My Jesus, bow your heads. Holy Ghost, have your way right now. Hallelujah. Lord, you know which one in this room today you're spoke to. God, that one that is in a battle, God, under the weight. My Lord, you see, you know, and you understand. God, you want to prove today your love and kindness, your touch. God, that undeserving mercy you have, Lord, you have spoke to us again today because you care about us, God. You, Lord, you want to touch us as our great shepherd. You want to love us. God, you want to reach in, Lord. You want to bless and minister and administrate your spirit. You want to feel, but you want to fulfill. God, you want to guide, Lord Jesus, and you want to put your glory in. God, help us not to be stubborn. Help us, God, to yield to you right now. I pray for the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. Would you slip your hands up to God? Slip those hands up to God and say, Lord, have your way as the potter today. God, have your way as the master. Have your way as the author of my life. Have your way, Lord God, as the shepherd of my soul. In the name of Jesus. Come on, you've been carrying too much. You've been carrying too much of life's load on your own shoulders. You can't quit some things because you're holding to too many things. You're just too stubborn to surrender to the Almighty God. Holy Ghost, have your way. Hallelujah. The Lord has come today to help you. I've come today to tell you, amen, God has it for you. God has the best for your life. The way you've been going, the way that you've been thinking, amen, hasn't been good. And it hasn't been very pleasing. Your life is going to be a losing failure, amen, if you continue that way. But hear me, individual, today. The Holy Ghost has spoke to you and challenged you. If you would let God have your life, you would never be disappointed. You have been disappointed. You have been hurt. You have been squashed by the things of life's weight. The goodness of the Lord is here today to take that load and carry you and your load to healing and of joy and peace. Stand with us in this building. Holy Ghost, have your way. Ah, Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. My God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The worth of living for God, the byproduct of obedience. Amen. It's a continuance, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost. Love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, mercy, meekness, all the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah for your life. In the book of Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Would you pick your head up and look at me just for a moment? It speaks and it lists the fruit of the Spirit, and it says, against such there is no what? Law. In other words, there's no limit. Your life has been so limited. Limited. You go to the store and there's a good deal that says limit two. Fruit of the Spirit has no limit. The product, the byproduct of the Spirit of God in your life, there's no limit. But the will, there's been some good things. There's always been limited access to those good things. The good things of God, there's no limit. Today God says, I have abundance of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, mercy, meekness. Just for you. Just for your life. Why not? Man, it's your taste better to taste God. You want that bland life full of problems where the more you chew, the bigger it gets? Where you almost have to go, kind of like hospital food, you know? I mean, this piece of meat here is called mystery meat. Kind of looks like a brake pad. Kind of tastes like one, too. And the more you chew, the bigger it gets. Or else today, the Holy Ghost, amen, God will open up your mouth. And God will put it in your mouth, amen, and satisfy your soul with good things. Amen. One more time. Somebody lift your hands. Amen. I want you, when you love God right now, to love it. Amen. Would you let God put it in your heart? Come on. Would you let God love you today? Amen. There's something about that goodness of the Lord. When I think about what he's done for me, amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, would you love God? That's where it starts at. When you love and enjoy what he's doing. Oh, you appreciate every morsel, every drop of it, every savor of the taste of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let God, even let him satisfy you today. Somebody ought to live. Come on, eat of the table of the Lord. Come on, drink of the cup of the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost right now minister in your life. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'll never forget, there's a little bitty short man that came in our life when I first moved to Texas. He became a Bible quiz coach for me, and he was from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and he worked out there, and he had been away from home, away from his wife, having to work. Sometimes his wife and kids would come, but I think she may have been a school teacher or whatever. I can't remember all, but he was working out there, and he was getting lonesome for home-cooked food, and my mama, she said, Brother Statham, why don't you come? We're going to have a meal tonight. My dad and my mom invited Brother Statham. And I'll never forget that little bitty man. He had such beautiful expressions. He pulled up that table. Real close like that. My mama was serving probably was gumbo or chicken and sausage gumbo probably. And I can remember him scooting that and doing his hands like this going, oh, Sister Crosswhite. Oh, Sister Crosswhite. Oh, Sister Crosswhite. I just can't wait. Amen. Hallelujah. I want it to be that way in my soul. Oh, God. I love it, Lord. Amen. I can remember him taking that spoon, and he put that first one, and he shake his head. This is so good. Amen. I wish somebody would get a spoonful right now and say, God, you've been good to me. Amen. The more I taste, the more I find. Oh, the flavor, the savor, the grace, the love of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Would you taste and see? Would you get a taste of my hallelujah? Amen. I wish somebody would feel what I feel this morning. Amen. I feel the unction of the Holy. Even the power of the Almighty God, the approval, the evidence, the goodness, the goodness of God working. Hallelujah. Come on, adore the Lord, saint. Amen. Let there be some adoration in the house. Amen. Somebody's raising a banner of honor right now. Amen. Raise that banner. Hallelujah. Sister, raise that banner. Amen. Oh, come on. See what God will do when you raise that banner of honor. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing like your touch. Nothing like your taste. Nothing like your glory. Nothing like your beauty. Angels cry holy, but there's something when a saint of God says holy. Lord, you're holy. There's something when a saint of God begins to worship God and say, Lord, you're holy. You're the highest and most purest. There's nothing defiled in you. You're holy, holy, holy. The angels in heaven, the Bible says, amen, they cry, holy, holy, holy. But when the saint of God gets that place, he learns to say, holy, 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 holy. And when he responds, amen, the Bible says they even fall down on their faces, amen, in reverence and awe and wonder and respect to God and worship to God. Amen. I would that somebody right now, amen, would just go ahead, amen, and step on in. Amen. Come on, wait on in that worship. Wait on in that love for God. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Ooh, holy, Yeshua. Holy, holy. See, the presence of God is entering right now. Somebody's beginning to feel something they did not feel a while ago. Amen. Because worship, worship, holy. Tell them, Lord, you're holy. Come on, go beyond yourself. Lift your voice. Holy is the Lord. Holy Jesus, I love you. You're holy. My God. I love you. I love you. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Come on, crown the Lord with honor. Somebody put that crown of honor. Lord, I worship you. Don't be afraid to worship God. Amen. Don't be one that just holds back. Amen. Come on, yield yourself to God. Yield yourself. Yielding is part of obedience to God. Learn to yield to the Spirit. Come on, won't you step out of those shackles of sin? God has broken the bonds and the chains of iniquity. Amen. God has opened this prison door. Amen. God wants you to step out right now. Amen. Walk out. Walk out into his holiness. Amen. He'll make the place underneath you holy ground. Amen. Oh, you had to take your shoes off like Moses. Amen. Oh, this place you're standing is holy. Amen. The place right now in this room, amen, becomes a holy place when you let God, amen, have your honor and your praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Would you link up with somebody right now? Put your hand on their shoulder. Amen. Will you pray with them? Lord, I worship you. Holy, hallelujah. Come on, bind together. We need some binding together right now. Hallelujah. Come on, bind together with that person. Lord, help us right now. Help us together, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, don't be afraid to reach and pray together. Amen. God begins when there's unity in prayer. Amen. There's anointing with it. Lord, let your sweet anointing, let your sweet anointing come, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for the anointing of your Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Your might, your glory, your power, Lord. Let it come, Lord Jesus. Let it be done. Your will be done. Your ways be done, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Well, God's ready to give you peace today. There's peace. There's peace. Hallelujah. Peace for your turmoil. Peace for your trouble. Peace. Hallelujah. 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 Would you thank the Lord with me? Lord, thank you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord thanks and appreciation this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, God don't have a fortune cookie for you. God is eternal life. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to ask the Perez family to come. We're going to pray for them that God would guide Andrew tomorrow, the whole deal. So your family wants you to come stand up here. It's a hurtful thing to watch your child in jail. Their son tomorrow, it starts the proceedings. It's court now. Their son received the Holy Ghost in jail. Baptized him. His name is Andrew. We want the Spirit of the Lord to be upon this family and the guidance of the Lord, the judge, jury, all the whole system. And this little family's been hurting for a while. We want the Holy Ghost to minister to them. And I want you, church family, to pray, amen, that God would just put his glory right there. Amen. The glory of the Holy God of heaven. Won't you come and gather around as a family? We're so thankful for them. This man has worked around the church this last week. Amen. I want you to pray for them. Amen. I want you to pray that God heal his body. Think three or four times a week he's in dialysis. Amen. I want you to pray that the Lord would heal, that God would minister. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, we praise you and we believe you, Lord, that you would touch the family, God, the needs that are here, God, that you would undertake with your victory, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, that you would reach in with such beauty and power. Take care of this need, the jury, the judges, Lord, each one that you would minister to. We pray, God, for your mighty hand, Lord, your mighty intervention. Hallelujah. Let them feel, let them see, God, you at work. In the name of Jesus, we pray together, Lord, laying our hands on them. In the name of the Lord, that you would heal this body, that you would touch him, Lord, with your spirit, fill him full of the Holy Ghost. The fire of your spirit, let it burn, Lord God. I pray, God, hallelujah, the benefits, God, of your presence, God, on him. In the name of Jesus, by the spirit of the word of God, let the joy and the peace flow right here, God. Hallelujah, Lord, let there be anointing, God, beyond what words can say, dear Jesus. I pray for the glory of the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you thank the Lord with me for answering? Thank you for answers already. Already your answer. Already your answer, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your peace on this mama, Lord. God, this week, God, let her, Lord, feel that. Let her feel your hand of peace all over her, this dad, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't the Lord good to us? Praise God. Amen. Brother Pearl will come and dismiss us in prayer.
God, we thank you for your goodness today. Thank you for your word. We ask that your covering would be upon us, God. We ask that your blessing would be with us, Lord. Let us come back tonight, God. Would you meet with us again, God? Let us commune with you as we come to honor you and give you praise. We thank you for it. Go with us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to heaven. How?
Together. Make sure you greet all our guests today. Frank and Kim, we're so glad you're back home. And our guests today, God bless you for being with us.